The Sechta Tainis, Pedik Aleph, is learned Li Lunishmas, Sorelke Bas, Rav Shneir Zalman Achim Mendel, passed away on Acharin Shal Pesach, Ayalofim Tovshin Ayin. The Mishnais is learned to benefit her soul, Ilu Nishmosot, Hei Nishmosot, Tzru Rebet Tzrei Rechaim, Petrech Shnasa Avelus, and this chapter, Pedik Aleph, is dedicated by Edward Cohen and family. When do you start mentioning the strength of the rain? That is, when do we start to say Mashiv Ruach Meirid HaGeshen? Rabbi Lezer says Miyom Tov Rishon Shel Chag, from the first day of Sukkos. Rabbi Yeshua says Miyom Tov Achrin Shel Chag, from the last day of Sukkos. That is from Shmini Atzeres. Omalei Rabbi Yeshua. So Rabbi Yeshua said to Rabbi Lezer, since rain is a sign of a curse, b'chag, during the yontev, because rain on Sukkos is no good, is a sign of a curse. Lama maskir, why should he mention the rain on Sukkos? Amalei Rabbi Lazar. So Rabbi Lazar said to Rabbi Yeshua, afani lo amarti lishol, I also did not say that we should ask for rain, elo lahaskir, only to mention that Hashem is mashiv haruach, he makes the wind blow, and moirid hageshem, he makes the rain come down. But he knows in its right time, when it's needed. Amar loy, so Rabbi Yeshua said to Rabbi Lozer, if you mean so, lo'olam yehi maskir, so why shouldn't we always be mentioning mashiv haruach moirid hageshem, even in the summer months? Says the Bartonura, may misamaskirin gvuris gishomim. I did the tonim b'msechta Rosh Hashanah, since he learned in the tractate of Rosh Hashanah, the Solik Menei that we've just finished. Ubechag nidoinim alamayim, that on the Sukkos we are judged on water. Tonahochi learns over here, may misamaskirin gvuris gishomim. When do we start remembering or mentioning Hashem's strength that He brings down the rain? Ulfi shak shomim achas migvuris shel Hakadosh Baruch Hu, since rain is one of the strength of Hakadosh Baruch Hu, diksiv, as it says in Yevhei. Does greatness, and there is no investigation. Hanus and Matan al Pnei Haaretz, he gives rain on the face of the earth. Mishum Hachi Karilu, that's why they are called Gevuris Gishamim, one of Hashem's strength that He can give Gishamim. So he says, Rabbi Yair of Lezer says, Rabbi Yeshua says, Miyomte V'achl Shel Chag, from the last day, from the Shmini Atzeres. But the entire 7 days of Sukkos, no. For rain on Sukkos is a sign of a curse. And this is a moshul le'eved. It's an example. If a slave, shebolim zekois l'rabbi, he's coming to pour a cup to his master, v'shafach l'rabbi kitnaponov, and the master goes and turns over the jug in his face, as if to say, I have no use for your service. So Rabbi Yeshua says to Rabbi Lezer, if so, ato emer, that you say maskirin avopishein sholim, that we should mention, although we shouldn't ask, hoyil the mashma be'inosei, since the understanding he brings the rain in its proper time, afilu b'kaitz yaskiru, so they should even mention it in the summer. So why are you giving a sign from the first day Yontov? Yeshua, that we start from Shmini Atzeres, from the last day of Sukkos. Mishnah Beis, Ein Sheilin as Hagishomim. You don't ask for the rain, and that is to say, V'sayin Talam Motor, Elo Samuch L'Gishomim, only when it's already close to the time that the rain needs to come down. That is in Eretz Yisrael, in Israel, the third or the seventh day in Cheshvan. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Ha'ever lifnei ha'teva b'yom tov achron shel chag." The one who leads the services at the last day yontov of Sukkos, that is Hashmini Atzeres, ha'achrein, the last one, the last chazan, the last leader of the services, the one who davens musaf, maskir, he mentions man shivaruch merin hageshem. He mentions the one who blows the wind and brings down the rain. But Hadishin, the first chazan, the one who davens shachris, in a maskir, does not mention mashivaruch merin hageshem. Yom tov Hadishin shel Pesach, on the first day of Pesach, Hadishin, the first chazan, davens shachris, maskir, he mentions mashivaruch merin hageshem. But Ha'achrein, the last chazan, the one who davens musaf, in a maskir, he does not mention mashivaruch merin hageshem. Up till when do we ask for rain? Rabbi Yehuda says, until Pesach passes. until after Pesach. And Meir says, Ad sheyetzi Nisan, until the month of Nisan passes. Till Rosh Chodesh Iyar, Shenemar, as it says in the verse, V'yered lachem, God will bring down for you, Geshem Moiro Malkush, the rain, the earlier one, and the Moiro, that's the Yero Malkush, the early rain, the late rain. Barishen, in the first month, in Nisan. Talk about Tanura when the Mishnah says in Shein Lasek Shomim, don't ask for rain. Hainu Ein Maskin Lasek Shomim. What he's talking about is by mentioning the Gishomim, the Mashiv Ruch Medagesh, and Elosomach Gishomim, only close to the rain. The Hainu Yom Ches Shel Chag on the 8th day of the Yontev. The Mina Chag VeElich from the Yontev and on is Man Gishomim, who is the time of rain. Ustamo Kedabi Yeshua, and this time is like Rabbi Yeshua. So according to this pshat, the meaning is here that Rabbi Yeshua is the one that says that we don't start until Chag. So that's why this Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Yeshua. Pirush Achar, another interpretation. Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yeshua, the Pligil Il Bas Koros Gishamim. Though even though they argue before with regards to mentioning the rain, Maidim Hengli in Yeshayla, they agree as far as requesting the Hainu Lamer of Saint Talmotor. That is to say, Saint Talmotor, Shein Sholun Oisum, that we don't ask them Elosamuch Ligeshem, but close to the rain. The Hainu, that would mean the Gimel B'Macheshbun Zayin, either the third Macheshbun or the seventh, but Yekidim Farshi Tanoi Lekamas. This, as the Tanoim will explain later on the Mishnah. So here, the Ein Sholim, according to the other Pshat, means actually to say with Saint Talmotor, not to mention just Mashiruch Medegeshem. So now the Mishnah says that Rabbi Yehuda says that the one who davens on the last day Yontev, it's the Acharin, the last one, that is, Hamis says the Bartanura, Hamis Palot Silas Musaf, the one who davens Musaf, Maskin Meirid HaGeshem. He is the one that mentions the Meirid HaGeshem. And but Vaharishain, Hamis Palot Silas Shachris, the one who davens Shachris, Ein Maskir Geshem. Elotal. Only Tal. So it's by Musaf you switch. Valochek Rabbi Yehuda, Lochek like Rabbi Yehuda. Vaho Ditanan Bisomuch. And this that we learn close by, that Rabbi Yehuda, Eimer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Ad Shiyavara Pesach. So in that statement, Rabbi Yehuda says that you ask the Gishomim until Pesach goes by, but over here we just said that beyond the Rishon Shel Pesach, Rishon Maskir, Ha'achrin Eina Maskir. So already on Yontev, on the first day of Yontev, you already stopped. After Shachris, you stopped asking Mashiruch Medageshem. So how could Rabbi Yehuda say Ashiyavra Pesach? V'ochi kom Rabbi Yehuda v'yomtev harishen shel Pesach. Here it is, and here it says v'yomtev harishen shel Pesach ha'achrein ha'maskir. He doesn't mention. So the answer to that is that it's trei tanoi, it's two tanoim, that ninu v'alib Rabbi Yehuda. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's machlokes of tanoim, what Rabbi Yehuda said. Did Rabbi Yehuda say to the first day of Yom Tov Pesach, that after Shachris already we don't mention anymore Mashiruch Medageshem? The other one says until after Pesach. Mishneh Gimel. B'shloisha b'mar Cheshbon, 3 days in the month of Cheshbon, Shoyle Nesa Gishomim, we begin to ask for rain. Rabbi Gamliel says b'shiva boya, 7 days in Cheshbon, which is Chamish Osur Yoim, that is 15 days Achar Achag, after Sukkot's Kidei, in order Sheegi Achrin Shem Yisrael Nahapros, the last one of the Jews that came, that lives far away from Yerushalayim, even as far as the Euphrates River, he should be able to come to from Yerushalayim home before it begin to rain. This is in Eretz Yisrael, but in Chutz Loretz we start to say Talamotor on the 60th day of the Tkufas Tishrei. Says the Bartanura that the Bishloishim Marcheshim Shelos Agishomim Emrim, they start to say we say Talamotor Bebichas Hashanim. We start saying the request of Talamotor in the Bracha of Hashanim. V'hani mili v'Eretz Yisrael, this is in Eretz Yisrael level, but in Eretz Chutz Loretz in Sheilim at Shishim Yoim. The Tkufas Tishrei, we add 60 days to the season of Tishrei. Ubiyem Shishim Atzmeitz, on the 60th day itself, Maschilim Lishel Agishomim, we start to ask for rain. The reason why he says for the seventh day of, Rabbi Gamliel says the seventh day of Cheshvan, that is so that the last one, Achron Shabisrol and Har Prost, Oy Sam Sha'olul Regel, those who went up for the holiday, Hachayzrim Libetayim, and they're now returning home, Velo Yafsikum Agashom, so then that the rain should not interrupt them from their walking, from their going home, so they shouldn't be interrupted. So that's why we only ask it for the seventh. Mishneh Dalet Igiyah Shivaso B'mar Cheshbon, when the seventh day of Cheshbon comes, Lo Yardu Gishamim, and it still hadn't started to rain. Hizchila Yichidim Misanim. So then the individuals, the Talmidei Chachamim, the sages, began to fast. Shloisha Taneiyo is three fast days. That is Monday, Thursday, and Monday. The night that precedes the fast day, they can eat and drink all night. And on the day that they're fasting, they're permitted to do work. And to bathe, and to anointing, and to go with the shoes, and to have relationships. Says the Bartanura, and already three periods have passed. Shahem. Gimel b'machesvin v'shiva, the third machesvin, the seventh day, and also v'shiva asor. So then, hischila yichidim, the individuals begin to fast, and they are, says the Matanur, Tamid HaChachamim, the sages. Mishneh hey, gi arish chedesh kislev yardu gishamim, and if the month the rish chedesh kislev arrives, and still rain hasn't come down, based in Gezerim Sholesh Tani Salat Sibir, so based in decrees on all the people of the city, they should fast for three fast days, Mondays, Thursday, and Monday. The night that precedes the fast, you can eat and drink all night. In the day that the fast, they are permitted to do work. And they are permitted to bathe and to anoint themselves, and to go with shoes, with tashmish amita, and to have relationships. Says the Bartanura, Shloisha Taniyos, the three fast days, is also Sheni v'chamishi v'sheni. That's Monday, Thursday, Monday. And then still, Oichlu v'sheisu v'shechashecho, you can eat and drink at the night time. That is Mutar lohem lechel v'lishtois kol leila tainis. It's permissible to them to eat and to drink the entire night of the tainis. Ad sheyala muda shachar, until the morning star goes up. Kol zman sheloyishin, as long as he didn't sleep. But after one sleeps a permanent sleep, is prohibited to eat and drink if had he not made that condition before he went to sleep. Is the Amrin, and there's those that say the achila boy tonight, that for eating you need the condition in order to be allowed to eat, but still boy tonight, but for drinking you don't need a condition. The ain kva, there's no permanency to lishtia for drinking, and so it makes sense that drinking even without a condition is would be permitted. In the Mishnahs that I'm learning from, the Mishnah Hey, the Shleisha Taniyos Nechum Sheisim is an explanation for Mishnah Hey. But I'm wondering, because the same thing is already Mishnah Dalet, we learned already the Shleisha Taniyos, and we also learned Oichlu V'sheisim Mishnah Hasheicha. Maybe over there it wasn't so negay, but this apparently is talking about when the tzibur is fasting, because he's talking about what other people do. But l'chayr, this could be an interpretation for Mishnah Dalet, and also for the Sichidim, because it's really basically the same lashon in both places. So I'm wondering if the hay here is wrong. Maybe it's supposed to be a follow up of Mishnah Dalet. Just an observation. Mishnevav avru eliv leinenu, if these six fast days have also passed by, and we still were not answered with rain, so Bezdin goes in Sholosh Taneis Achiris Alatzibur, the Bezdin decrees on the people from the city additional three fast days, Mondays and Thursday and Monday. You can eat and drink while it's still daytime, which is Sunday before nighttime and Wednesday before nighttime, but you cannot do work during the tiny subrechitza b'sichan, you're prohibited to wash and to anoint yourselves with b'nisa salandel and to wear the shoes with tashmir shamita and to have relationships. And you lock up all the bathhouses of Ra'ele. These fasts have also passed v'leinenu and still they were not answered with rain. Bezdin gezin alein eight shevas, and then Bezdin decrees an additional 7 tainesim shehen shloish esri tainesel tzibur. So then we have already 13 fast days on this people of the city. So these fast days are difficult than the earlier ones. For in these fast days we blow the shofar and we close the stores. The other day of the tainis, so you open up a little bit the doors of the stores before nighttime, Ubachamishi, but on Thursday, Mutarim, then you can open up already the stores all day, Mipnei Kovid HaShabbos, so people should be able to purchase what they need for their Shabbos needs. Says the Bartanura, that makes a total of 13 fast day on the community. Shekvaris Anuvav, they already fasted already 6. But tainis the yichidim einon min aminyan, but the tainis of the individuals is not part of the count. So therefore, you have the 6 of the tzibur, and now they're going to give you an additional 7 ones, and these 7 ones are more strict. They're more strict than the earlier 6 ones, because first of all, on those days masrin, you blow b'shofras in the shofras, and also the stores have to be closed. But b'sheni motin, on the second day of the fast, the second one of the fast day, poischim dal sechanu yisksas, they open a little bit the doors of the stores, they set up towards the evening. Avlein metzin schir luchutz, but we don't take out schirosim luchutz, you don't take out the merchandise outside. Ubechamishim mutarim, but on the Thursday, that's on the third one, they're permitted lifteich koloyim to open up all day. Mishneh Zayin. What happens if Avru Eilu Leinenu, that all these fast days also have passed and still there was no rain? Mamati Mamasu Mata, so they should diminish in doing business, Babinyan, in building new houses for weddings, and not to plant pleasurable trees, not to make too much joy on the engagement and the weddings, Bishila Shalom Ben Odin Lachavere. And when the person asks not to ask, greet one another, they should behave like people who were being yelled at by Hashem. The sages, they go continue to fast further, till the month of Nisan will pass. If the month of Nisan passes, then rain came, that's a sign of a curse. As it says in the Pasuk, but today is already the time of cutting of the wheat, as the Pasuk continues over there. It says the Bartanura that we diminish in doing business and bebinyan ubinatiya. Says the Bartanura, v'davke specifically is binyan shil simcha, that is talking about a building of a joy. Kigoyim beis chasonus, like a house for a wedding, lasis bechup posay, to make the chuppah there, binatiya shil simcha, planting of a joy, kigoyin, Ilan Godel, like a big tree, Hamesach ala Oretz, which hovers in the shades over the land, the Tailam Lochim Tachtov, so kings can walk underneath it. Avil Bais Lodrboid until it's in the Peresh of Mutter, but to build a house so he can live in or to plant a tree for his fruit is permissible. What happens to Yotzer Nisin? If once Nisin has already passed, like Shomim Simon Klolo, then the rain is a sign of a curse. Kshul Yordu Klal Koidim Nisin, that when they had not descended at all before the month of Nisan has come down. All these halachas apply to Eretz Yisroel. And similar to places that have the climate similar to Eretz Yisroel. But the far away islands, that the time of their rains is not the same as the time of the rain of Eretz Yisroel. Kol echad ve'echad, in each place and place, you show like Shomim, they ask for rain bisman shu tzorich lehem, at the time that he needs them, that place needs them. V'im avareis hazman ha'idu lehem, if the time of that that's known to them has passed, Velo yardu gishamim, and the rain still hasn't descended. So based in shloisim makayim, the based in of that place, goyzrim tiny salat tzibur, they decree fast days on the community. Achashis anayichidim kisei drashon masnisi. After the individual fasted in the order that was learned in our Mishnah. This concludes Perek Aleph of Masechta Tanis.